purport. I was thinking like entire life goal is in one purport. It's like every purport is like this. It's like so condensed information. This is Mahaprabhu is eminently most lovable personality. This is what you're going to see in the whole chapter, this chapter. It's the most literary, preeminent, eternally lovable personality. No personality is as lovable as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from every angle. So with this mood that Mahaprabhu, when he came to the house of Madhava Das, what is his experience? So when you recite this verse, try to put it in your heart. Madhava Dasa Grihe, at the house of Madhava Das, tatha there, Sachiranandana, the son of Mother Sachi, Laksha Koti Loko, many hundreds and thousands of people, hundreds and thousands of people, what they are looking for. Are you looking for that? Think. Really, that's what we are looking for. Tatha, they are Paila Darshan, and they got it. What is it? God, his audience. When Krishna gives audience, you never look anything else, because everything that ever anybody ever wanted is all within that beautiful feature of Lord Chaitanya. Madhava Dasa Grihe Tatha Sachiranandana. Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. Madhav Dasa Grihe Tatha Sachiranandana. Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. Madhava Dasa Grihe Tatha Sachiranandana. Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. Please chant. Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. Madhav Dasa Grihe Tatha Sachiranandana. Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. No one else? Madhav Dasa Grihe Tatha Sachiranandana.
Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana.
Laksha Koti Loka Tatha Paila Darasana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the Lord stayed at the house of Madhav Das, many hundreds and thousands of people came to see him. Purport. Madhava Das is identified as follows. In the family of Srikara Chattopadhyay. When I read those names, don't think of the name, please. This is a mercy of Prabhupada that he purposely put those names so in future somebody will not come to deceive us. These names has a tremendous spiritual, emotional substance, those personalities, like Krishna's flute. The entire Vrindavan is enchanted. Well, this verse is talking about Madhav Das related to the Krishna's flute. So those are just not the name. It appears like. Madhava Das is identified as follows. In the family of Srikar Chattopadhyay, Yudhishthir Chattopadhyay took his birth. Formerly, he and his family members lived in Billagram and Pathuli. From there, he went to Kulia Paharpur, formerly known as Parapur or Padapur. Actually, it's a Parapur. The eldest son of Yudhishthir Chattopadhyay is known as Madhava Das. The second son was called Haridas. And the youngest son was called Krishna Sampatti Chattopadhyay. The three brothers' nickname were Chakori, Tinkori, and Dukori. The grandson of Madhava Das was named Bansibadan, and his grandson Ramachandra and their descendants are still living at Bagnapara or Banchi. 209. Sat din rahi tatha loko nistarila sab aparadhi gane prakare tarila. The Lord stayed there for 7 days and delivered all kinds of offenders and sinners. In the beginning of my reflecting what I heard from Prabhupada and our Chaitanya Chaitamita and different speakers, I want to express my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, who literally saved me, and I'm sure you all feel more than that. Swami, I just praying him to keep me at his lotus feet eternally as a foot dust, so I can feel the most safest place. And one of the way we can do, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, every day, if I can also express a new grateful attitude, what Prabhupada has done. Because if we do not, then our connection is not connected. Then the experience that these hundred thousands and thousands of people are going to experience, I'll be missing. I may be hearing, but I'm not feeling what they got, the darshan. The verse says, 208, darshan, pila darshan. Darshan was enough. We take darshan every day of the deity, aren't we? We come to the deity. What is that darshan? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sur Thakur, he gave initiation, and next day he asked, where is the advocate disciple? So they said, oh, he went to take darshan of Jagannath. That word is there, darshan of Jagannath. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, oh, he went for eye exercise. Eye exercise, he called. Why? Because the same year, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, it's a very profound story that he told one of his disciples, I want you to go and preach. You're just staying in Mayapur and you don't want to move. The faith you need, that we are seeking for, faith itself has an eye, faith has a leg, faith has a movement. If you don't feel encouraged to follow your guru's instruction or you cannot finish your rounds, it is lacking of faith. But the devotee was hesitant. But Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to stay in Holidam. Well, the story goes, a long story, that he came out a very severe sick, where he had to go to Calcutta to see doctor. And he was hospitalized for a while, and he died in Calcutta. Same year, there was a very profound one devotee, Dinobandhu Prabhu, Dinobandhu Das. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur noticed that he was taking care of the farming in Jogopit, birthplace. And he said, "You always so obediently, lovingly serving the instruction of your guru. I think you should take a little time and visit Vrindavan. You don't feel like to go?" Say, "Prabhupada, whatever you want, that's my goal. If you want me to go anywhere, I'll go, whatever you want. I think you should go this Kartik. Should go to Vrindavan, have darshan of the divine couple." So he went, and he arrived in Vrindavan, and it was the evening aruti, and Gaur aruti was going on. And he raised hand, and he says, "My Lord, I'm here. Wow, this is so wonderful. I'm in Vrindavan." And he says, "Oh Radhe, oh Krishna, I'm so happy." And he paid obeisances. And he never got up. He entered into spiritual world. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur marked. And he says, our destiny, our highest achievement, it's in the instruction of our guru. But the faith, how do we get the faith? Faith comes from those devotees. 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita, last verse, in the middle of the purport, Prabhupada writes so nicely. He said, the same substance when you get from Guru, Diksha, it is the same substance mature into prem, love. This is what these devotees are experiencing when they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada writes, from the association of those devotees who have strong faith, by their association, you get the faith to believe in Prabhupada more. Don't go on your own. If you want to have a faith strongly on Prabhupada, don't just think only yourself. It will be difficult. Associate with those devotees who have strong faith to Prabhupada, by their mercy, service attitude to serve them, it will be revealed in our heart. Of course, this sloka and purport, Srila Prabhupada give a very nice. This Bhangshi Badan Thakur, even though the sloka is talking about Madhav Das, Bhangshi Badan Thakur is a son of Madhav Das. Why Madhav Das is very famous? Because when Mahaprabhu went there in that house, he stayed there 7 days. And in the middle of his staying, a child was born. That is the flute incarnation of Krishna. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives so much details that this Mahaprabhu's coming to Navadvip, it is not Mahaprabhu from Navadvip. It was extremely painful experience, like the gopis felt when they met Krishna, who did not meet them in Vrindavan or Mathura, in Kurukshetra. That's why Ratha Jatra is so important that it is impossible to unqualified Kali Yuga Jiva to enter into spiritual domain without taking advantage of need and supply. Where you find the need is extended to extreme, if you say, for an example, there is no rice, and you have a 1 kilo rice in your house, average rice bag, I don't know, I never actually bought it, I'm sorry, Just imagine $10. Now there is no more rice in Florida. Because rice cured cancer, everybody took it. And they started eating, they ran out of rice. And now you found that your brother has a 10 kilo rice and you just grabbed it, you gave him 200, double. Now what happened? By the evening you heard this 1 kilo rice became $1,000 per kilo. How do you feel? Wow. Now if somebody comes and say, I have 1 kilo, you can have for $10. How do you feel? You'll grab it or you need to calculate? You'll grab it. You know what is Ratha Jatra? This Mahaprabhu's coming to this. It's Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada wrote the song to Srimati Radharani. It's like you will please Radharani. It's like a bribing or something. It was a very interesting, you know. Because I come from a country also, bribe is like a big thing. Works. Always works. Without bribe, you don't get anything done in India, seems like. Radharani desperately need help. Uddhava made a beautiful secret that nobody, no Dwarkavasi, nobody knew that building, that beautiful pendle existed until that moment when the Brajavasi united with Krishna. That Mother Yashoda grabbed Krishna and Balaram and they sat on two sides on her thigh. They took the form of a little baby. And at that time, the tears that Mother Yashoda had and mixing with her breast milk, pouring out for her son, Krishna, it bewildered even Devaki, Vasudev, everybody else. They were wondering. Thousands of maid servants, they're whispering, who is the mother? I thought Devaki is the mother of the Lord. But this lady is more in love with the Lord than mother. When Devaki heard this, she felt so agitated. She said, yeah, this is my son. What's going on? Why? I know she took care when he was a child. We were in jail of Kongso. We could not take care. But the bond between the son and the mother should not be exceeding by another lady or experienced more by another lady. So she was so disturbed, she started giving lecture. Not a lecture, but trying to pacify Mother Yashoda. Oh, you have taken care of my son so nicely. I know you have done just like your child. But yes, I will be eternally grateful. Please try to understand that we will be eternally indebted to you. I will give you so much, anything you want. She's trying to break that bond that she's experiencing and all these thousands of ladies experiencing. They never saw Krishna is so close to someone. Mother Rohini Maiya came. She saw this is not going to break. She knows she was in Vrindavan before. So she made a plot. Raghunath Das Goswami says, if you want to understand Krishna Lila in Rasagata Vichar, consideration of relishment, look through Balaram and Rohini Maiya. That's why most of the separation, you will see they are the one who actually separate. They have both feeling. They have a feeling of Brajavasi. They also know what the Alachua people are. Dwarka Prasi, otherwise, what they will be experiencing. So she intervened. Ah, Rohini Maiya, what are you doing? Everybody's waiting outside. They're waiting for you. This intimate relation between Yashoda and your son, don't worry. This is just, if you leave them alone, it will break off. But if you stand here and keep talking, it will bond more. So leave everybody go out. Let them be together so close, then it will break off, then he will come out. Don't worry. So this way she tricked and came out. But original Krishna never left Vrindavan. But still there's another Krishna who actually went to Mathura Vrindavan. And that Krishna actually came back to Vrindavan. How did she come back? After a long time, one Krishna came out and blended with the Jadavas. And one Krishna stayed. Mother Yashoda and Krishna bonded so much. This is what Mahaprabhu was experiencing, and he was crying, and all these millions of people are crying, seeing him crying. Of course, we are indebted to Srila Prabhupada, because it is only the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. That Nityananda Prabhu is a personality. Never disobeyed Krishna, Mahaprabhu, never, except one time. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, only one time. Just for that one time, we are eternally indebted to Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Because Nityananda Prabhu knew the mood of these people in this place of Navadvip. Navadvip was a place of a mix, intimate associate to birth, like Gadadhar Prabhu. Let's see, we read a couple weeks back, right? 130. See what Gadadhar Prabhu's attachment to Mahaprabhu. He said, I'm going to read the translation of Prabhupada. It's in the same chapter. We just passed those. See this, the intense feeling, how, what is the ultimate love of Godhead means. They are experiencing every moment. Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing but an ocean of emotional nourishment. Gadadhar Pandit Jave Sangete Chalila Khetra Sannas Nachariha Prabhu Nishedila. When Gadadhar Pandit started to go with Lord, he was forbidden to come and was asked not to give up the bow of Khetra Sannas. So I do mentoring nowadays to some of our candidates. So one devotee was, I asked him, I said, so how are you going to remain sannyas whole life? What is your, where is the source of living happiness? What is your impetus to go in life, in spiritual life? He said, commitment. I said, good. Because the gift of conviction and determination is synonyms to our endeavor. That's a fact. But commitment is not enough. I told him. I said, you have to give something more to me. He said, what do you mean? I thought commitment is everything. I said, no, commitment is beginning. Like initiation is an event. It's not everything. It's began. Guru has accepted you. Krishna has accepted you now. Now, like entering to school, you have to go through exam. Pass that. You have to feel love to 100% surrender. Initiation doesn't mean you 100% surrender. If you did, wonderful. But I doubt, I didn't do it. I could not do it. It was an event. It was like a joyful experience, but was not 100% surrender take place. So I said, our source of happiness has to come from relationship with Krishna. This is what we do, chanting Hare Krishna. We discuss about Him. Our loving Krishna, the love that we have to loving Krishna, has a power to break free from all the material entanglement. This is necessary. So Gadadhar Prabhu, here it says, next one, next line. Pandit kahe jao tumi sei nilachal khetra sannas more jag rasapa. I'm just going to read the translation. When he was conquered to return to Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit told the Lord, wherever you are staying is Jagannath Puri. See, which commitment is more or darshan is more? Let my so-called khetra sannas go to hell. This is Radharani, Gadadhar Prabhu is speaking. That he doesn't care anything. And the next line, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar Pandit to remain at Jagannath Puri and engage in Gopinath's service, Gadadhar Pandit replied, one renders service to Gopinath a million times simply by seeing your lotus feet. Can we be greedy like this to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya? This is what they are experiencing every moment. in that darshan. It was a very, so much vast of Ratha Jatra, that what Mahaprabhu was experiencing in the mood of Srimati Radharani, that Lord Krishna was sitting on Mother Yashoda, and after long emotional nourishment, Mother Yashoda finally let her hand loose and wipe her tears, because the tears she could not see. You think you have an enemy, because originally even Radharani has a two enemy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Radharani has eternally two enemy in spiritual world. Can you guess what they are? That's why enemy reflect in this world. But material world enemy doesn't help in Krishna consciousness. Maybe it takes us away. Pain is also there. Everything is there. Pain, some pain causes or hurting others, and some pain hurt me, some pain also changes me closer to Krishna. That pain is actually devotional element. If the pain and suffering brings me closer to Krishna, Prabhupada, that is pure devotional service. We should look for that every opportunity we have in our day-to-day life. This is Mother Yashoda. When she opened her eyes, she saw Radharani in a private chamber. Nobody knew. Till today, eternally, the Kurukshetra Milan, nobody knows. There was a millions of group. You know, like you go to, you ever went to Kumbh Mela? Everybody has their own camp. Prabhupada also went to. It's like a very mysterious how Prabhupada went there. You know, there is no way Prabhupada could go there. There is no ticket, there's no flight goes, only train. And there is no car entrance for miles. But some or other Prabhupada met this man in Vrindavan. And this man happened to be one of the head engineer of railway station. And talking with Prabhupada just few moments, his heart changed so much. Prabhupada said, so what do you do? He said, I work for the railway company. He said, yeah, I'm trying to go to Kumbh Mela, but there's no ticket. I will make. Maharaj, just give me the opportunity. He put a new two compartment, which is illegal. You don't do this. I don't know how he did it. He put it on the last part of the train, and he hooked up just for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada went very luxury way. This is like a inconceivable. Why Prabhupada is given like this? Because Prabhupada has a one quality we all want, we need it. Service attitude. What is initiation? If you really boil down, what is initiation? Two things. Krishna Seva Vasana Bij, the seed of desire to serve Krishna. And it has to grow. And the second is faith to three things: sadhu, guru, and shastra. External, faith is external in this case, and internal is the desire. Constant desire. Krishna Seva Vasana Bij. This is what the Diksha mantra is spoken in Chaitanya Bhagavata. What does initiation mean? So every moment we have to have a desire to please. This desire itself is so powerful. You know, people, even last night I was talking to this professor kind of like till late, because he called. I knew him from the shop. And at one point he said, but your way of understanding is, it seems like the education, you know, we have so many needs, we need to survive, we need to go to education, college and everything. I said, that's true, you need education to fulfill your desire. But Bhagavad Gita is different. Bhagavad Gita does not only teach you how to fulfill your desire, Bhagavad Gita teaches you what to desire and what desire to fulfill and how. He said, really? I never opened the Bhagavad Gita since you gave me. I'm going to open it. I said, yes, look at it. Because that's what we experience, aren't we? Yes. We should share this. Because this spiritual science, Chaitanya Charitamrita, tells us not only happiness, how to enter into that domain so that we are experiencing happy living, then it will be contagious to others. They will also want, because everybody is looking for that. Then when Mother Yashoda told Krishna, look at their wedding since 50 years. 50 years. Srimati Radharani didn't even bathe. She has the same clothes. Now our mind, when here is see, oh, it's dirty clothes or smells. No. Vrindavane aprakrita navina madan. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Vaikunthe prithibadi sakali chinmay. The earth, air, water, fire, ether, everything in Vaikuntha, in spiritual world, is transcendental. That cloth is a person. Radharani's shyness turned into blue cloth. So she wear a blue cloth. You follow? Her passionate feeling turned into orange blouse. So she wear orange blouse. Everything is explained. It's a consciousness. Every time the Braja Gopis, they think something, their desire immediately takes a form of flower. And Krishna was walking by, a coward boy said, look at this flower, it's so fragrant. Here Krishna smell it. He's smelling it. It's a gopi's feeling, came and touched him. That gopi immediately felt, she had no need to meet that. It's already meeting her desire in that platform. Everything is so uniquely arranged. Even this Madhav Das, the flute incarnation, who is the son of Madhav Das, today's discussion, Mahaprabhu, where he came. This messenger, flute is not just a messenger. The messenger in Vrindavan is like, one day we were reading the messenger, I remember many years back, maybe 15, 20 years back. We were like dumbstruck, like, wow, Vrindavan is a place. Whether you have a sneaky idea, tricky idea, mischievous idea, anything ever you want, ultimate nourishment, come to Vrindavan. You will be eternally happy. They have a sneaky, tricky everything in a wonderful way. This gopi got disappointed, Krishna didn't come. She's sad. Then all of a sudden she's walking alone in the road. And then all of a sudden she sees a big sign. It says, have you ever been disappointed? I have the answer 100% guaranteed. She's thinking, wow, let me go inside. And there is a Krishna's agent, but she doesn't know. Krishna is speaking through that. Oh, I can see your face. You're disappointed from your lover. How did you know? I can read your face. Oh, when I'll meet him? Today, 2:00. Go to this ghat. Wow, where do you live? So I can come whenever I'm a little bit. I always hear in this forest. They have an unlimited this kind of agent. All over Vrindavan, it's a secret. Nobody knows. The whole Vrindavan is very mystical. Krishna plays with the coward boys or girls. Then all of a sudden, this is so fun. Hey, why there's so thick bush? Let's see what is behind the bush or what is inside the bush. They lift up like this and they go inside. They say, wow, it's a beautiful fountain and a big lake. They never saw. They ran and play for hours. Every moment, Jogamaya create this for the pleasure of this. Any mischievous, any tricky, any mental, it is all natural in spiritual world. In the material world, it is bad. It hurts people. But in spiritual world, this is Mahaprabhu's experiencing. For 7 days in that house, anybody saw Mahaprabhu, they won. Now you may say, at that time Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. Yes, he has a sannyas dress. But do you know that in Ishkan temple, we never worship any, not worship, I should not say, let's word it. We never installed, or in future, I hope, I don't know future, they will ever install a sannyasi dress of Mahaprabhu to worship. We always worship his Navadvip Grihastha dress. Why? Unless Mahaprabhu sannyas places he traveled, that's okay, you have to install Mahaprabhu's came as a sannyas form. But in our house or in our temples, when we install the deity of Mahaprabhu, always Grihastha. Because that form, Srimati Radharani has a three manifestation. One is Vrishabhanu Nandini, the highest, 100% Srimati Radharani is both mood. What moods? She has only one mood, or she has unlimited mood. Which one? She has a one mood, accommodate unlimited moods. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sivatakur told this to his disciple. When his disciple opposed that Prabhupada to bring this governor, he only eats meat. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, so order meat in Calcutta hotel. We can't do that, Prabhupada. What people will say? Meat? Prabhupada said, we are in the camp of Radharani. We'll do anything in any way to please Krishna. If Mahaprabhu will be glorified by being the head man of the country, we will do anything to bring him, and Mahaprabhu's glory will glorify all over the world. And it's a fact. After that incident, Mayapur became the most prominent place in the world, even to the west at that time. So then he expressed, he said, Radharani has only one mood. How to please Krishna? Everywhere, everywhere, anyhow, anyway, no other. This is Radharani's mood. She will do anything to please Krishna. This is her mood. So at that time, Krishna went to in that hidden chamber where Srimati Radharani with the gopis conversed with Krishna. And that conversation converted Krishna, forget about all his 16,000 queen and everything, and just go with them. From the back door of that pandal program, they built a chariot. Radharani said, everybody please come and help me to pull the cart to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. That is called Rath Yatra. Radharani needs the highest help at that moment. When she needs the most help and you help, what happened to your help? You help 1 minute, it becomes billion minute. Because she needs the help. This is what Ratha Jatra. This is Mahaprabhu experiencing. When we help to Prabhupada's movement, little contribution to Prabhupada's movement, it will magnify our result, end of our life. We'll see this. We should be advantage taker. And we should grab it. This is what Ratha Jatra boils down. And they brought Krishna by pulling the chariot. From the back door, nobody saw, nobody opposed. But Radharani needed help to bring that chariot, to pull. And that was Ratha Jatra. Here Mahaprabhu expressed this deep emotional feeling. Why Navadvip Vasi could not see him? Because Mahaprabhu supposed to be in a Grihastha form. They want Grihastha form. You know what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they wrote, I hope you grow hair and give up the sannyas dress and come back as son of Mother Sachi. Wow. Because they want to see Mahaprabhu in that form. That's why we worship this. This is highest form. Where Radharani is 100%. In separation mood, Radharani is like 98%. That is Biyogini Radha. In Ratha Jatra, Mahaprabhu experienced this. So we don't worship. We worship. We love Mahaprabhu. We want that feeling. But that feeling, 100% present in Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. But when Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip, he was not son of Sachi in a Grihastha form. He is a now sannyas name. But Mahaprabhu was very nice, compassionate. He even told his mother in Santipur, I'm sorry, I was not properly acting, behaving. You have suffered a lot. You think you have a problem? Just listen for 1 second, I'll tell you. Mahaprabhu told, I know you went through so much. All your children, one by one by one by one, eight children, they are born and died. But mother kept on going in separation. So desperate, she wants a child. 8 children died, and the 9 children born, she was happy. But 12 years old, that son left and took sannyas. She was devastated. Then she lost. Then, of course, Nimai came. She got married. Nimai went to collect money in East Bengal. Come back, the wife is dead. Mother Sochi is like a one after another, losing. Then husband dead. Now, Nimai coming in the middle of the night, just before Mangalarti, and touching her feet, saying, Mother, give me permission, I'm taking sannyas. He just got married. And all her children dead. Mother Sochi did not know what to say. She just putting hand like this, like giving blessing. Mother, give me blessing. Without permission of mother, I cannot take sannyas. This is Mahaprabhu coming. This deep, intense separation feeling, Mother Yashoda, who is Mother Sochi now, intense feeling, this is coming to Mahaprabhu now. Nityananda Prabhu could not take it. So he tricked Mahaprabhu. Instead of going to Vrindavan, he tricked him to come to Santipur. You know that story. It's so sweet, so beautiful. Because he disobeyed Mahaprabhu's one instruction, this case. We are eternally indebted to Mahaprabhu, because what Lord Chaitanya did is unbelievable. Nityananda Prabhu came and he broke the intense separation of Mother Sochi and others by his own created a plot. He told Mother Sochi, I am here. I thought I am your son. You, one son left. Now you're going to punish me, and I am hungry. I didn't eat for 3 days and you didn't eat. So you're going to punish me. So I will also die. Is that a good logic? Mother Sochi is thinking. She was so intense, desperate. Nimai left, took sannyas. So hearing Nityananda Prabhu's tricky question, she said, No, I'll cook. He said, okay. So she started cooking. And she cooked. And he went one by one, all these Navadvip Vasi, and he pacified them. This is unbelievable. I mean, I'm thinking, like, how much can I tell? There's so much information. Jagdish Pandit, he was so intense separation. He went crazy when he heard that last night, this morning, Nimai left. He said, why? Why did he go? He went to take sannyas. Rumor is coming around. Why? So he can live in Jagannath Puri. He said, I'm going to Jagannath Puri. I'll bring Jagannath. He doesn't have to go. He walked 300 kilometers. He was not walking. He was running 300 miles, 500 kilometers. 300 miles. Did you ever run 300 miles out of separation feeling? And he went there and he brought Jagannath and 300 miles again back so that Nimai will not go. But of course Nimai left. But people went crazy in separation feeling from Mahaprabhu. This separation feeling actually brings us, how the separation feeling comes from? From the intense attachment. We must remember this. Without intense attachment, separation feeling will not come. This separation feeling we need. Why? Because this separation feeling will detach our material attachment. And if you don't go that route, it will be artificial detachment. That is Srila Prabhupada's comment. He says, renunciation is the result of genuine spiritual emotion. That's how Prabhupada said. And this is what Mahaprabhu was exhibiting. All the Navadvip Vasi was saturated with this. And they saw the feeling of Srimati Radharani in their heart. And that's why our Acharya quote this verse. जथा जथा गौर पदार बिंदे बिंदे तो भक्ति कृत पुण्य राशि तथा तथा सरपति हृदि अकस्मत राधा पदाम्बुज सुधाम्बु राशि By good fortune, we come in contact with Vaishnava. Then we get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. When you worship Mahaprabhu, you feel this separation, then you will experience, all of a sudden, Srimati Radharani's lotus feet at your heart, in your heart. Then Krishna will take you to Vrindavan and you will become an eternal associate. No need to artificially practice anything. We should just devote to Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu. Our success is already there. Two things lacking or in us, what produce or shows the success: intensity and purity. How desperate you want and how pure desire you have. I'll end with this. There's so much to say about the flute incarnation. This is Vamshivardhan Thakur. Anybody has any reflection, comment, question, correction? No? Everybody convinced? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatra Vishya Kipasam, Hare Jogadidhanam.